here with Jets outside linebackers coach, Hall of Famer, Kevin Green. A couple months back on the job in the National Football League. How much have you been enjoying it?
No, I mean, I enjoy being around football. It's good to be back on the field and feel that energy. I mean, I'm addicted. I'm an adrenaline junkie, and so I did miss that energy. So it's good. It's good to be back.
Can you tell us a story, Coach, about what led you away from the game for 2.5 years and then what led you back?
You know, I stepped away to be a dad. I logged about 5 years as the Green Bay Packer, outside linebacker coach there. And, you know, one night I came home late from Lambeau and my son was in bed. And he said, "Dad, before I go to bed, can you show me what you showed Clay today?" And I said, "Son, we'll talk about that later. You need to go to bed. You got to get up at dark 30 and go to school." And I really felt bad about walking up those stairs and not spending 30 or 40 minutes to show my son what I showed Clay. So I went into the bedroom. Tara was already in bed, just kind of reading a book. And I said, "We're going to be getting out of coaching after the season's over." She's like, "Oh, what? What are you talking about? This ain't April Fool's." I said, "Well, this is what just transpired." The bottom line is I couldn't justify now pouring myself into Clay Matthews and all my kids in Green Bay when I had my own son going, "Dad, show me." And I knew then it was time. You know, it was time to be a dad again.
Why was it a good fit, the Jets, after speaking with Todd Bowles and defensive coordinator Casey Rogers?
I'm a purebred 3-4 outside backer, and I had some good success playing the position and coaching the position in Green Bay. And 3-4 defense here with the Jets was really similar. Just the communication, the lingo's, you know, different, of course, like every team is, but same kind of concepts. And I said, "Yes, sir, I would love it." So I'm very appreciative.
160 sacks, that's third all time. Like I said, you're a Hall of Famer. You did tremendous things with the Green Bay Packers, helped that team win a Super Bowl. You get your first ring. So what makes for a successful outside linebacker in the National Football League in a 3-4?
First is playing the run hard at the point of attack. You can't be soft, right? You have to be a mean, physical dude. So you got to be able to stop the run, control blocks. Two, you got to be able to cover like a big, strong safety. And then we have to rush the passer like a big defensive end weighing maybe 295, 300, because the offensive tackles now are 330 pounds, 340 pounds. But we still need to be light enough to drop in coverage, right? So that is a very, very difficult job description. You got to do all three of those phases equally at a high level. You just can't do one of them good and, you know, and really suck at the other two. It doesn't work that way. So my humble opinion, it's the most difficult position in defense, period, bar none.
A ton of responsibilities, no doubt about that.
No question.
So you as a teacher, how would you describe your style on the field and then inside your room when it's just you and that group?
They know I'm an intense dude, and they know that my job is to lift them up into the spotlight, into that sunshine, and let them feel that sun on their face. And I want my kids to know every day I'm doing everything I can as a coach to make sure I lift them up and they can be the best freaking player that they want to be.
Jordan Jenkins starting his second season, Lorenzo Malden. You call these guys kids? They are youngsters.
Yes,
he's in his third year. Young draft pick Dylan Donahue.
Yeah.
Do you like what you've seen from them as far as their effort is on the field?
I do. And I call them kids because I care for them. They're my kids. I mean, a coach is more than just a coach. Coach is more than just an X is in an O and a scheme. This is where you need to be. He's a lot more. And so they have bought into the technique and the fundamental that I'm trying to teach them. And they're seeing on the field when they do it right, they have a nice measure of success doing it. All my kids in my room are good kids, man. They got good hearts. They're hard workers. They really want to win. They want to do it right. You know, they want to win for the Jet organization. They want to win for the Jet coaches and for each of their brothers. So I've got some really fine kids in my room.